Welcome to Voice of DeKalb Podcast. Your voice, your stories, your DeKalb. And here's your host, Marla Jones.
Hey y'all, this is Marla with Voice of DeKalb, and this podcast is brought to you by Twin City Used Cars, Bobby Ledbetter in Gaston, Alabama, Fort Payne Footworks and Little River Hat Company in Fort Payne, Jones Farm Supply and Jones Elite Feed in Henniker. Welcome y'all. I am here with Ben and the man of the hour, Logan Anderson. How are y'all?
I'm good.
I'm just excited to be sitting beside
him. I know. He is quite the celebrity. And we wanted to talk to you a little bit about a recent decision that you have made, Logan. So go ahead and let's talk about that.
Well, I choose there because they're more like five football, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. I mean, they don't take people out of the transfer portal. It's pretty much just who gets committed there out of high school, that's who stays there. And usually people don't transfer out of there either because they're about what they say they're about.
So. Right. Well, Clemson has, they have only made one commitment, and it's to you for the 2025 season. How does that make you feel?
Well, it's just for the linebacker position.
For the linebacker position.
Feels pretty good. I mean, know that I'm good enough to get a place and I like that. So
that's awesome.
Sorry, I'm gonna cut you off.
No, go right ahead.
Did you know that day that the trip that y'all made up there that you were going to commit that day? Everybody already knew you, or did you just visit and be like, "Hey, I feel like this is home," or what?
Yeah, I planned ahead of time. I probably would have committed earlier, but I wanted to do it around the coaches and my family. I wanted to be special, not just a phone call. Being, hey, I want to commit here. I wanted to do it for all of them.
Does Coach Dabo, does he have like more tendencies like Coach Benfield? Is that why you like him? Or?
Oh, yeah, for sure. He's all about business. He told me when I committed that there won't be no other visits. There won't be no going to other colleges. That he's committed to me now, and I'm committed to him.
So you're fully committed?
Yep.
Clemson Tigers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, tell us about the day when you did commit. It was like a party all day long. What all did y'all do?
Well, first it was called the All-Man Cookout, pretty much with the top recruits at Clemson for like 2025 class. Go eat a cookout with all the coaches and team and stuff like that. We played like fun little games like kickball, water balloon toss. You got tossed back and forth. And then we just took a tour around the facility with my family that ain't seen it yet. And then eventually we went to Coach Dabo's office and that's when I committed.
Well, your whole family went.
Mm-hmm.
We kid. Grandmother Karen. I mean, she loves Dabo.
Yeah, she likes him more than I do.
Was she more excited or was Tate?
Oh, yeah. She's pretty, I don't know, they're both pretty excited about it. But Nana, she's just, I guess, in love with Coach Tate.
Well, you know, we see the pictures of your younger brother, Tate. He's riding around in the golf cart. Mm-hmm. He's just all in. He'll probably be on the field, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Clemson does a lot of stuff with Down syndrome kids, too. Like, they have a hotel that is ran by a bunch of Down syndrome kids that work there. And then the water boy at Clemson actually has Down syndrome.
So, talking about Tate with Down syndrome, you have there's more to you than football. You know, I always say that about you. You are just a wonderful young man. And you have been to a lot of proms for special needs. Tell us a little bit about that.
It's just special. I went to Not to Shine in Scottsboro with a girl from Fort Payne. It was honestly a good opportunity for me to go because I was just blessed to be able to spend that day with her. She's just a sweet soul. And I don't know, it's awesome for me to be able to do that.
Well, I'm sure at Five Fan Day Friday, you had a lot of people that wanted to come and get their picture made with you and your autograph, and you're always so good to do that with all the younger kids. I actually, last Friday, I was at a water park, and we were waiting because we were at a rain delay, and my grandsons were like standing on my shoulder. We were sending Snapchats to different people, and one of them went, "You know Logan Anderson?" And I went, he's on my Snapchat. And they went, "No way." So I got some brownie points. I sent you a Snapchat with all of us. And instantly, you took time, and it meant so much to them. You took time to send them one back. Mm-hmm. And that just goes to show what a great guy that you are. And I think Ben wanted to ask you maybe about when you were younger, your role models.
Yeah, because you know everybody at five looks up to you, wants to be you. Like, who was your role model when you were growing up, and who was your role model now?
Pretty much growing up was my bigger brother. I've always been in a competition with him. And I guess just to be better. Everybody's compared me to him my whole life. And I guess I've just tried my hardest to be better than him. And he's just been a lot of the reason of my success, because I feel like if it wasn't for him and my family, that I wouldn't be where I am today, because I wouldn't have left it all on the field like I have.
Right.
And I guess still now he is. I want to go to college and play football for him, because I know he didn't get the full opportunity like I feel like I'm going to get. So I that's another thing that's driving me to be good, is I want to give him the opportunity to feel the real
experience. Right. I'm having a look at my notes from all my questions.
That's okay, go right there.
Let's see, let's go to another one. And honestly, they're not my notes. My wife wrote all these questions. Let's see here. She's got one, or we have one. Talk about Coach Benfield. He's a special man. And there's nobody else like him. You know, he's changed a lot of kids' lives. Evan's played there, I played there. Do you think Coach Benfield's changed you any?
Yeah, he's definitely sculpted me into a good guy, a great guy, I guess. He makes me look at things in a whole other deeper level about, like, it's just when I'm in public, who I need to hold the door open for, I need to hold it open for everybody, helps somebody when they need help, and just do everything I can for everybody else. He just led me to be a good guy all around, not just in school and in football, but out of school. So,
I know when you, in the mornings, when you come into practice, you have to address him. Mm-hmm. You just don't come in, mm-hmm. because if you don't address him, you're not counted there.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about how you have to go every morning, what you have to do to him to be at summer practice.
Well, first you got to go in when you see him, you got to tell him good morning, and then you got to go sign your paper. And then you got to weigh in on Mondays and put your weight beside your name. And you make sure you keep that weight on, or it'll make you eat some more food. And then after practice, you got to say bye to him. See you, coach. Or good morning, coach. Do the one. So
I was there one day, and I think people were trying to be respectful and not come in and talk while I was talking mm-hmm. to him. And when we got out on the field, he said, so-and-so's not here. And he said, yes, sir, I'm here. He said, well, you didn't tell me good morning. So, you know, I got somebody in trouble for that. So I didn't mean to do that. But tell us what, you know, you're starting back school now. But in the summer, what was a day in the life of Logan Anderson? Tell us what you did in the day.
Football.
Football.
And it began in the summer. June was pretty much just all camps. And then it led into summer workouts. Just hanging out with my family and friends. Just had some late days. And that's really it. Just football practice and other stuff. Not too much going on.
All football.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on the way up here, you talked to Allie and I. And you were talking about your schedule was like slam packed. You're planning on graduating in January.
Mm-hmm.
When you graduate, what are you planning on majoring in at Clemson?
It's either one of two things. Either going to go for business or agriculture. Kind of want to go for the easier, because I know I'm gonna have pretty much a full-time job
right.
anyway, so it's gonna be pretty hard. But I know I have plenty of help with tutors and stuff at college, so probably business if I take my guess.
Business. Well, maybe when you get to Clemson, they'll let Tate lead y'all out. What is that? They call that Death Valley too, as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They thought they rub a rock or something.
Yeah. I think it's the Howard Rock.
Howard Rock. Well, that'd make his day.
Yeah.
It definitely would. Well, we are so proud of you. Just everything that you do, you are a good player on and off the field. And so I just am so honored that you have come to talk to us. And Ben, did you have any more questions that you?
I will get him another day. I've got a list of them.
We got a list.
We'll get them in increments.
Yes. And we want you to come back to Voice of the Cab. And tell us a little bit about Dabo. Does he call you? Like, do y'all talk now that you've committed? Do you still keep in touch with him? Do you think some of the Clemson coaches or the staff will come and see you play at 5? Or are you foreseeing any of that?
Coach Dabo, he don't call me, but he'll text me every now and then. He's a pretty busy guy, especially now with fall camp going on.
Right.
They have practice all day long, meetings and stuff. Mm-hmm. Coach Goodwin's, he's a defensive coordinator. I think he helps linebackers. Obviously he does. But, mm-hmm. He's the one that texts me. He texts me daily, usually. Gives me a call every couple of days, make sure I'm doing good. So,
is there anything in particular that they want you to do during this year? Or are they gave you any advice during football, like, be careful, or, you know, or that don't do this or don't do that? If they gave you any instructions like that?
Oh, not exactly. Just it's pretty much like Coach Benefield says, that you stand for my team, so watch what you post on social media. Watch what you do in public. Don't be acting stupid in public. Have some sense. Be respectful to others and be a man. Don't be a child.
Well, I'm proud of the man that he's becoming.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I know that you, everybody tunes in to all of your announcements and things that you want to say. So we've got a little announcement we want you to talk about.
Every Friday night, come to Voice of the Cab at 9:30 to hear about all the Cab County football.
Wow. That, I don't think we could have.
Could have topped that.
Yeah, we can't top that.
Blow it out of the water.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Logan, and we are so proud that you come and talk to us.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.